the commission at the last meeting last week. Were there any additional comments on the Parks and Recreation element?
Did you make the changes to the map with the...
Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
I did. I put the boats, the boat ramps on there.
Yep, perfect. Yeah.
The dots.
Yeah, that's good.
Should put little boats. Come on.
You know, I was thinking about looking for them.
Just kidding.
I can.
Don't change it. We need it.
It can be done if you want boats there.
Yeah.
Oh. One thing that you can take out of the plan, or out of this Parks and Rec, is it's just the Heritage Trail.
Hang on one second.
It was on page 7, Southern Delaware Heritage Trail. I looked it up this weekend because I thought perhaps it had been discontinued, and it has been discontinued. You can get a Sussex County bike trail map, but this... It was something Southern Delaware Tourism did. Heritage Trail's on-road bike route that provides 130 miles of connecting trails. I mean, you can still do it if you can find the map online, but they're not handing out the maps anymore. And in fact, I wrote an article about that last year, that go take the Heritage Trail, and I must have gotten 500 calls from Southern Delaware Tourism saying, stop telling people to call us for the map.
So why aren't they promoting it anymore?
No, that's weird. I wonder why.
Well, I don't know. It's just they just aren't. So, but if you go to the DelDOT site for bike paths, you can get a map of all the good places to bike in Sussex County. But they're not. The Heritage Trail was actually just a coordination of places. Like, you'd go from one place to the next. There'd be something to do there, something to see. I don't know if they're just not maintaining those places to see or what, but they're not supporting it anymore.
Okay.
God. Yeah, no, it's sort of a shame, but
if you want to change that to go to the DelDOT website and you can download bike maps for Sussex County, but this actual
specific trail is not
something that is outlined as a, you know, with all the, it was really cool because it was all these little places to stop and things to see and do, so.
Any other changes?
Yeah, I had one. That's a minor, because you'd gotten my comments before, but on strategy 7.1.2.4, that's the...
Hold on one second.
Page
11.
This
top
is
of the page.
7.2.1.4. Just, if we can take out... Oh.
Here?
Oh, yeah, it's different on yours. No, wait, hold on. What did I say, 7.1?
You said 7.2.1.4.
7.1.2.4,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. 7.1.2.4.
Yeah, right there. Okay. If you can just delete the words in towns, because this was support and partner with municipalities and school districts to create and enhance parks and recreation facilities. You know, obviously the municipalities are going to be in towns, but the schools, a lot of those sometimes are outside of towns.
I see. Okay.
You know, and I know that's super minor, but it just occurred to me that it shouldn't just be limited to within municipalities, because they do provide open space outside of the
Indian
towns.
River, the Indian River.
I had another kind of minor change on page 10. Tell me when you're ready.
Indian River. Hate that.
Page 10?
Yeah, and this was strategy 7.1.1.4. Just as I was reading through.
Hold on a second. I just realized
there's
a number missing here. Oh. I must have deleted one.
Oh.
It must be actually three.
Right. I didn't even notice that.
I didn't notice that now?
Yeah, that's what it was. I wanted you to change that. No. I was just going to...
I don't know.
Just as I was going through it, and we were talking about last week about how we're doing all these evaluate, explore, and we're going to have to spend the next 10 years just evaluating, exploring things. Mm-hmm. Just change it to be open to possibilities of public-private partnerships,
yes,
so that way they come to us, we're like, yeah, let's hear about it, rather than let's take the initiative to go out and explore it.
Does everyone
agree with
that?
Agree with
I
it?
Think we're okay with that.
Bob's like,
enthusiastic.
After 2 hours of population.
Like, yeah, right, I guess population.
Yeah, I can try to test this. This is what I get paid for.
All the words are important. Words are important.
All right.
And I think, are you good?
Well, in that end, and this is, because apparently last night I was insane. When I was looking at the vision statement, my theory is that a vision statement is actually what you want something to look like in 10 years. And so I wrote a vision statement last night that says that in 10 years we want Sussex to be a place where open space for passive and active recreation is an integral part of development growth. so.
Say that one more time so I can put it up here so people can see it.
Can we just have that and then we can?
Can you read it one more time for the commission?
What's that?
Can you read it? I was going to say to read it one more time for everybody here again.
Oh, all right.
I can read it.
I'm sorry. Thank you for stretching exercises. All right. All right, so we want Sussex to be a place where open space for passive and active recreation is an integral part of development and growth.
I think that's okay. You okay with that?
Everyone okay with that?
So that as we're growing and developing, that we are considering that everything we do, we're like, wait a minute, how are we affecting open space? How are we affecting recreation? How are we affecting, you know, so.
That's reasonable.
Okay, we'll make that change too.
Now.
Is that it, Jen? You done?
I'm done.
I think Mr. Hudson had
that's it. Otherwise, that's fine.
I discussed this with Janelle last week, and I've discussed it with some people that were born and raised, especially in the Oak Orchard area of the Indian River. And people have asked, how did the Indian River get changed to the Indian River Bay? That's a serious pet peeve of mine. But I don't know. I think it's the Indian River. I don't think it's the Indian River Bay.
So do you want to just change it to Indian River?
I would like to see that, but that's...
I always thought it was Indian River, and then it's Rehoboth Bay or what? Exactly. Two different places, yeah.
Do you know is that the history of...
I don't know. It's quite possible it's the Indian River, and then it turns into the Indian River Bay, but I don't know.
I've never heard of it called the Indian River Bay.
Is there a body of water that is designated the Indian River Bay? I don't think so. I think it's always a river.
Big ass a woman bay and
little ass woman.
When I brought up to a lady's attention that lives in Oak Orchard, she was a little bit offended that she had never seen that.
Yeah.
So can we just drop bay off?
Just take bay off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, I think it's part of the inland bays, but it's called Indian River.
Yeah.
Any other changes, Bob? Do you have any?
I'm good.
You okay, Michelle?
That was on page 2, right, Doug?
Yes.
All right,
thank you.
Got it.
Okay. Any other changes, Janelle?
And that actually wasn't from us.
Yeah. That was the old.
That was actually in the 08 plan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In the last 15 years or so, I've heard people say the Indian River Bay, and I've seen it on some TV advertisements. And I was raised out there. It's always been the Indian River.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are pretty minor edits.
Minor changes.
Oh, yeah.
If there's no other changes, I would entertain a motion that we post the recreation open space element as a draft on the website.
So moves.
Second.
The motion and second to post the recreation open space element as a draft on the website. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? 5-0. It passes, and we have another element posted. Hooray.
Yeah.
And just so you know, I have a few minor typos that I need to get to Alexis, but nothing.
And it's a draft anyway, so it's not a final.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I envision that, you know, once we get the whole thing done, it's going to get a read.
We'll get an editor that'll make sure everything's consistent.
They'll say things like, wait, there's number doesn't line up.
Yeah, the number things like that. We'll have someone do a really thorough read. And
we have we got a good half hour before lunch. Do you want to move on into a few?
So Hans is coming, 11:45?
He was going to try to get 11:30 or so, but...
11:30, 11:45?
Yeah, he wasn't really certain.
We want to wait on utilities, I guess, until he's here.
Let's wait on utilities until he's here because he has... such a brilliant mind on the subject. I'd rather him to be present.
Did you all get my email on that? Just haven't read through.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to wait till Hans is here? We'll just do all the utilities at once, I guess.
Because
I had a few other things in addition to Vince's, the thing we talked about Friday.
Let's delve into future land use because we can break that off when Hans gets here.
Yeah, we can come back to that. All right.